Radio Bristol.
So, I had a lovely slap-up lunch there yesterday, courtesy of Waycroft Academy in Stotwood. And I went there for World Book Day earlier this month, and they had this Charlie and the Chocolate Factory themed day. It was brilliant. And I took home one of their Wonka chocolate bars, and I brought it right into the studio, because they were selling them to raise money for the school. Now, I did not win the telly, but I did win a school meal, a free school meal. And I haven't had a free school meal since the 90s, so yesterday, I thought I'd go along and cash it in. I'm joined by Mrs. Savage, and I'm really sorry, because I don't know what the preferred title for people are anymore, because it used to be dinner ladies when I was a young'un, and now what is it, Mrs. Savage?
Well, so I'm classed as a playmaker. So for what I do, the playground. So at lunchtime, so once they've had their food, they come out, play, we make sure they're safe, have toys, or games, equipment, that sort of thing.
When I think of like a playmaker, I think of like a Kevin De Bruyne type figure for Man City. But
No. Well, I don't know. We do football as well. They usually stand on goal sometimes for them as well. So.
Do you? They make you go in goal?
Yes.
I've got to say, the playmakers of my day, or the dinner ladies as it was, maybe back in my day, were quite austere, scary people.
I can be that too.
You can be that too. What I'm a bit worried about, Mrs. Savage, is my man had quite an ample frame. I'm 6'3" and, not a 32-inch waist anymore. These chairs, are they going to stand up to my ample frame? Because they're quite low down and quite small.
As long as you don't stand on them.
I'm not going to stand on them. I'm not going to incite a riot. You've managed to do what I've not done here, Stefan. You've managed to get your dinner and your pudding all in one go. Are you going to mix it all together?
No, I only take it at the same time as the meal, because when the older children come in, they take all the pudding.
Do they? My dad used to do that to me. He was like, you having that? And then all of a sudden the fork would go in my food and then I wouldn't get anything to eat. So, it was eat or be eat and then wake up in it. This looks absolutely gorgeous. Should we tuck in? The kids and myself are all sitting down and enjoying an absolutely brilliant school dinner. But a gaffer, the main man himself, Mr. Smith, do you eat here?
I do often. The kitchen do a sausage roll, and no joking, it is a sausage roll to take on the mighty grapes.
Wow. The sausage roll. I didn't know I said that before. Everyone's eyes lit up. What do I do with the plates? I finish the plate, though.
Once you're done, you put your hand up and ask for one of the staff to come and let you go.
Do you think I'd be okay just to go over there and put my plate away and my cutlery? No, no.
That's breaking the rules.
I don't want to break the rules, so I put my hand up and I wait for a teacher to come over, do I?
Yeah.
Hey, miss.
Stefan, you can go for eating first.
Stefan's going, he's got good eating, he's been cleared to leave.
Can you try and eat a little bit more of yours for me, please?
Ollie's got to wait behind. What about me, miss?
Oh, clear plate. Yes. Jeff Joe, you are free to go.
Yes.
Can you go put your plate over there and your cutlery into the washing up bowl and tuck in your chair, please?
I will tuck in my chair. I absolutely tuck in my chair. Thanks, miss. Everybody else has had their pudding, and I ain't had my pudding yet, so I'm hoping there's still a chance there's some pudding to be had.
On the big one.
I do want the big one, to be fair.
Jelly?
Oh, jelly as well.
Put your hand.
Oh, this is beautiful.
How fast are you?
Do you know a bloke called Usain Bolt?
Yeah.
Yeah, when I race, he comes second.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about this? Finish this, and then we all go outside and have a race.
Yeah. I'm like, what's happening here?
What's happening here? Oh, you're going to be on the radio. We're talking about fantastic school dinners on the radio. What's your name?
Bonnie.
Bonnie. Yeah, you come in just in the nick of time. How's the macaroni and cheese? Is it nice?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, we're having a race later on. Do you want to take part in a race later on?
Yes.
Yeah? Everyone thinks I'm going to come last. You think I'll come last?
But if you believe in yourself deep inside, you can truly do anything.
What profound words. If you believe in yourself deep inside, you can truly do anything. Ronnie, I reckon you should be my personal coach. I love that. All right, Mr. Smith's going to ref it. We're going to race, okay?
Wait,
you're going down. You lot are going down.
Yeah.
So here we go. Mr. Smith is repping.
Okay, everyone, line yourselves up, straight line. Toes behind the line. On your marks, set, go!
Mr. Smith, who won?
Well done, Faye.
you came out and smashed it. I got size 13 feet. My feet are massive, and I didn't win.
Yeah, you didn't lose either. So.
Do you know what? And it's the taking part in it. And that's what I've learned from Wake Off today. These guys are all absolute fierce competitors, but are all so gracious and so lovely to one another. It's not the winning, it's the taking part. Say goodbye, Wake Off. It's not the winning, it is the taking part. I just want to say thank you so much to everybody at the Waycross Academy in Stockwell. They were absolutely lovely. That's the second time I've been there. You can't fake it. You know, first time, you know, I thought it was going to be a bit like North Korea where they just get all the best ones out or whatever and then there's a big old do and then behind the scenes you never know what's going on. But no, none of that. Everyone's absolutely lovely. I've been there twice. I go there unannounced and everybody is absolutely lovely. Those kids are excellent. Can you imagine being six and being that profound? It absolutely blew my mind. And I loved them all to pieces. Congratulations to Faye for winning the race. I can't believe that I was forced to go out and do about a 100-meter dash after eating a belly full of sprinkles and custard and jelly. But it was totally worth it. It was totally worth it. And the food was absolutely exquisite.